say to the reports who describe you as a warlord?
Oh, that's clearly not true at all. I don't speak for, I can't speak for anyone here. You know, I'm a natural born leader, but I'm a natural mediator. And so a lot of times people listen to me because I listen to them.
Yeah.
But I can't speak for anyone here. I was not the self-proclaimed leader. Definitely not a terrorist warlord, monarch, or any of those names that they've been calling me. And yeah, that's definitely just completely false. It sounds, it is as stupid as it sounds.
What was your best reaction to when you saw those reports? How did you feel?
When I saw it on the news, I was like, part of me was just dying laughing, and part of me was like, that is a scary accusation, because I know what that does. That's like a dog whistle to any American, you know, who's a patriot, to get down here and, you know, exterminate the terrorist warlord, you know. But that's not any of what I am or what's going on here. We didn't forcibly take the precinct over. We didn't forcibly take these blocks over. The police actually just said, hey, we're going to give this to you and we're going to walk away. Because clearly there's 1,300 police officers here, 1,000 National Guards. We're over here all empty hands. None of us had firearms or anything like that. These are not for police. We've been being peaceful with the police, having conversations with the fire department, and them, you know, relaying things to the police. Just had a meeting with the chief of police, you know, a couple of days ago, and been having regular ones. So this is not a forcible takeover, and America's in a state of distress, and I'm this warlord, you know. So it's kind of crazy. If you had any bit of logic in your brain, you would understand that that doesn't even make any sense, you know. So yeah.
And I noticed you have the concealed carry.
Yeah.
Why do you feel you have to?
Right now, this is the only reason why I have this, the open carry right now, is because I have I have thousands of death threats in my inbox from people who believed the Fox News and believe that I'm this terrorist warlord who's holding everyone here captive and charging all of you good people money to get in and extorting the businesses and roughing people up if they graffiti on walls, which is not true at all. So,
and last question, and what is the end goal of all of this? How do you see this?
What's the end goal?
Yeah.
So the goal was not to take over the precinct. No one wanted that. Everyone just wanted to stand and peacefully protest in front of the precinct just to get people's attention so that the police officers could start holding themselves accountable.
Yeah.
And everyone in the city, politicians and people, can have accountability. Because at this point, if you have a badge, you went through that 6-month training to become a police officer, and you have a badge, now you can kill anyone that you want pretty much and never get fired, never get charged, and definitely not get convicted. So that was the whole reason that we're here for, is that accountability. And then that came through the momentum of Black Lives Matter, you know. But then as the days go on, different people come in with different agendas, and it can get kind of sloppy, especially when you don't have any leadership, because, you know, it's everyone, it's for everyone, it's for the people, by the people. And then that's what happens. But the narrative that we came in, stomped in here, and took over the precinct is just incorrect. We didn't want the precinct. The police officers just decided to, after they got 15,000 complaints in a span of like 2 hours from the city, because they deployed chemical warfare against their people again after they made a pact and said that they weren't going to do that for 30 days. After that happened, they got so much flack from that. The city was calling in, the lines were clogged, and their PR was looking horrible. So they decided, let's take a different approach to this. We've been out here for a week and a half, bombing our own people, throwing tear gas, using the sound stuff that messes the sound of cannons that mess your ears up so you can't hear ever again in the rest of your life.
And welcome, good morning. This is the Opochli podcast. I believe this is episode 190. I could be mistaken, but today is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. And what's going on, guys? Happy to be here with you all. I'm on my way to work, say it ain't so. And so that was Raz, who you guys were listening to. I think it's the guy, you know, the people who took over Seattle, Portland, or whatever. Yeah, Portland Andy. That guy is a treat. No sarcasm. Alright, well. What should I talk about today? I did post a video yesterday. Kind of went a different direction. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to help bring value to my content, or it's going to ruin the content, because basically I have all this content that I've been sitting on, and you know, I figured to do a pre-coronavirus series just to kind of document and show what life was like before all this was. And then I was thinking maybe once things go even more back to normal, because they're kind of going towards that direction already, I'll be able to go back to these places and maybe see what impact coronavirus has had in their processes and yada yada. It's one of those mornings, though. Interior works. Semi-trailer is the most important thing on the road. Well, I don't know. This world is going to shit. I went to I did go to a hike this weekend. It's Stuart Falls. So I will post that video at some point, the vlog. Stuart Falls hike out in by Timpanogos. It was a great hike. It was beautiful. I had a great time. But what's funny is if we would have been maybe an hour later, we may have ran into Rudy Gobert. You know, it's just kind of crazy that that all this happened with I don't know, just like the recent videos I had posted. You know, they were pretty successful compared to my other videos. That were related to Rudy Gobert, for example. Curb your coronavirus. That was my original video, very first one to come up with that concept, and later duplicated by many others. And you know, I can't take credit for Recurbo, because, well, I thought about it, you know, when I was watching it. I was like, oh, wow, this would be a perfect Curb Your Enthusiasm meme, to use in that template. But what happened was, when I started, putting everything together, I ran into another video that was posted, but it wasn't very good. So, you know, I just kind of figured, you know, I'll make my own and try and make it a little bit better. So that's kind of what I intended on doing, and hope it worked out that way. Watch that video, give it a like, share, you know, whatever, subscribe. Another guy I started watching, his name is, what's his name? something Cruz, Sir Cruz. So he's has a pretty big channel, and I ran into him because there was a clip of Ice Poseidon trying to troll him, you know, and he wasn't having none of that, you know, and he stood up for himself. He didn't allow himself to be bullied, you know. But the crazy thing is that I don't know how many subscribers, how many viewers he had, you know, or whatnot when that actually took place with Ice Poseidon, but when I looked up his channel, you know, he has almost a million, you know. But what was funny to me was I started going through the comments, right, on his videos, or not going through them because he actually has them disabled, you know. So I thought that was kind of funny. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, like Ice Poseidon. Like, I don't know if the channel growth, you know, had anything to do with it. Yeah, it just goes to show, you know, if you have a toxic environment, a toxic viewership, channel, that's what you're going to brew, you know. So I'm trying to avoid that. That's kind of what, you know, I saw when all this Antifa, whatever, like Black Lives Matter, all this chaotic mess was brewing. I ran into this video, this small streamer who was named Dirty Sanchez, and so he was going around New York City saying, asking white people to bend the knee and apologize for their white privilege, you know. And as ridiculous as a request that seems, it was comical to me seeing how many people actually did it. And you know, it wasn't very entertaining just because it was a stream, you know. And I ran into the same issue, you know, because the thing is, when you're doing a stream, you know, you're getting all those bad moments because what you're trying to do is bait donations. And instead of doing that, you know, if you cut it up, you know, you edit it well, you know, you can maybe make money off the revenue. But you might, if you're a good streamer, you might make a lot more money off of the donations, which is why, you know, people try to do that, you know. But you're not really, you know. So he did it pretty successfully, you know. But I think if he would have edited the video to make it look nicer in his favor, because I didn't do anything on my end. I just put all the good pieces together, you know, and cut up all the filler, you know. And by post, you know, it was a successful video. But immediately it got so many downvotes, you know, not very many upvotes. You know, and I was worried that it could actually hurt my channel's reputation just because of the negativity, you know. And I don't want people to think that that I held, you know, these kind of racial, you know, thoughts or sentiments towards a certain demographic of people. When in reality, I just found the clip funny, the act funny. You know, although disrespectful, you know, I applaud him for doing it and for trying and for getting his name in the news. You know, he accomplished the goal, you know, whether it's good or bad, you know, it's still remarkable. So, yeah, shouts out to him. But yeah, so it just goes back to my point with Sir Cruz. You know, he has a big channel now. You know, he might be able to work full-time off of YouTube, just off of his Weave hairbrushing / hair combing videos. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm not gonna lie, he got me kind of interested in weaving, like whatever, wavy hair, you know, so. I don't know, it's just kind of, interesting to me, you know, because, kind of, sometimes you want your, you want the comment section to grow, and when you're talking about a niche subject as such as a hair channel, you know, for a specific style, you know, I would imagine that you'd want the comments, you know, to get some. But this guy has managed to grow his channel without, you know, any sort of fan interaction, and I just think it would be interesting to see how it would play out if he would allow those comments, you know, and he probably doesn't want to deal with it. But, you know, what I think he does is makes the video and he posts it on his Facebook, where he has a better, easier way of blocking people. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to speculate, you know, as to what could be going on. D's Restaurant, dine in open, chicken fried steak and eggs, $8.99. Looks like they're hiring too. Oh man. Oh, I really hate going to work. So today I pretty much procrastinated, no lie, 3 hours just, you know, watching YouTube videos, honestly. I just not wanting to go to work. I had to go yesterday for one reason or the other, you know, because basically what it told me was my manager didn't trust any of the three other guys to figure out what the fuck is going on with something we should all be able to do, you know. So it's like, it's just so stupid. I freaking hate it. I don't even want to deal with these people, man, you know, and it's they don't want to deal with me either, you know, and that's totally fine. Make it easy for me to work from home, idiots. Like, you know, you don't want me to see me, I don't want to see you. You know, they bitch, complain, talk shit, you know, while I'm there. You know, and then, when I want to do something like work from home, you know, they don't support it, you know, because they're just stupid. I don't know. They're just fucking lazy idiots, dude. I don't want to work with them anymore. I'm so disgruntled about my position. Morale is super low. I don't think I have any trust in my team. If I were to get fired, you know, I'd be mad. I'll be upset, but I wouldn't be mad, I guess, you know, like, I'll be upset that I have to, you know, look for something else on the fly, but I'm not worried. I think I would pull through. Always get that feeling of annoyance, you know. I don't know, it's just, I guess my last job, you know, even though it didn't pay well, my work-life balance, my friendships, everything made up, you know, it made up for the fact that the job itself was so shitty, or the pay itself was so shitty. And now it's the other way around. They get paid substantially more, you know. However, I hate my life, I'll be honest. Like, I like some people that I work with, don't like all of them. It's just hard. You know, it doesn't help that I'm the only Mexican of 100, you know, white employees, but, I don't know. I guess at some point, things are bound to change. And, you know, I think I've been pretty fundamental in driving some of that change. You know, I don't know if I have done everything in my power to happen, but, you know, I've done my best, and that's all it matters. People are driving their bikes to work now, riding around, chilling. Pretty cool. Well, I'm here at work. I guess let me get my stuff ready. Got this. Wow, it's fast. Seems like riding around the work building. That's kind of cool. I wish I had a work bike that I can ride around the building. I wonder if it's plugged in. Maybe sell it. I don't know. So I need something new. I need a change. I need more money. I need more time off. And most of all, I need more followers. So please subscribe. Please like. And I love you guys. Thanks for catching.